Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to KingScottRadioTV.com. Today we have a special broadcast referencing different platforms that we see in the public eye. We have our expert commentator on the line. His name is Lamont Cooley, and he's going to share his opinion, not necessarily the facts of everything, but his opinion of what he thinks being in the business for a period of time and understanding how the market runs. Lamont, introduce yourself.
Hello, Pat. Hello, viewers, listeners. Thank you for having me on the show again. Happy to be here.
Well, we're going to jump right in here. I'm having some issues, Lamont, with some of the things that I see on Facebook, some of the opportunities, or they are to be considered as opportunities of gaining money through different platform medias. And there seems to me that they're using a Facebook platform to introduce different, what I would consider, scams. Could you articulate what you see in the public eye? I see. So when I see someone say that if you give me $1,000 or you send $1,000 to an organization, if they're using an organization, they would increase that 3 to 6 fold. So you start out with $1,000 and all of a sudden you have $9,000. Is that to be believed in?
Absolutely not. Over the history of humanity, there's one thing that's always been the same, and that's a Ponzi scheme. And even though they might sound different, the structure is the same. Basically, you give someone money, and they promise you to return the money. They take your money, and the last person that they just promised, they pay a little bit back to that person, and they continue to get more people in. And that, in the beginning, they don't necessarily get you right away. You know, you might give $100, they might send you back $200. Then you might take that $200, give it right back to them, they send you back $500. At this point, you spread that misinformation and you tell your friends, your families, your coworkers, hey, look, I just got in on this thing, it's working out for me. And then that's the nature of the Ponzi. Once a number of people have gotten in and their purse is large enough, then they pull the rug out from under everyone, and then everyone is affected and everyone's hurt. And because social media is not necessarily regulated like the financial markets, there's ways to hide, you know, your anonymity and to have accounts that don't necessarily tie back to a physical person or an entity so that you can get your money back. And this is why these social media platforms are so dangerous nowadays.
Where does the money go? How do they, you transfer that money over to them willingly. Where does the money go?
It most often goes offshore because every country is a sovereign nation. And there's certain, in certain ways, they have certain loopholes to be able to make it so you can't touch them. If you can't discern exactly where these communications are coming from, then it's very hard to tie down, you know, a financial institution that's tied to it. Also, what's happening is that there are crypto that's getting involved in this money laundering, these money laundering schemes as well. I'm not saying
I see. So it goes offshore and it goes to a precarious person. Then how do they turn that into dollars and cents for themselves to get your $1,000 or $100?
I'll tell you the most recent one that probably everyone knows is the whole Sam Bankman scandal with the SVB Bank and the exchange that Sam Bankman ran. And essentially, what he was doing was he was sending money to Ukraine, and Ukraine was donating that money to the GOP.
These are the same people that are asking for $100 billion of our tax dollars to support.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because once it goes to the Ukraine and then they buy crypto, it's you can't trace it. You know, when we send $10 billion to Ukraine, when our government sends all that money, there's no accounting procedure to break down where every dollar is going. So once that money is converted, it's the trail is lost.
Okay, so while we're on this subject matter, what about the guy that's sitting in a coffee shop in Italy and he hacks into your account? What would be an antidote for things like that?
Well, there's rules and there's things to prevent that. We have certain money laundering procedures that go on where it's very hard to be hacked in that way. And I really want to emphasize this, that, you know, the nature of the internet, everything leaves a trace. You know, when you go on the internet, you have an IP address, and that IP address is like a physical tracker to track how your attention is moving through the internet. It's almost impossible for someone to just hack you and then not to be a trace of it. That's not what's occurring today. What's occurring today is people are being tricked into giving information that they should not give. And at that point, there's almost no wrongdoing. If someone tricks you into giving you your bank account and all your credentials, well, then there was no crime committed. If someone tricks you to pay for something and you didn't exactly know or understand what you were paying for, that's on you. And this is how most people are being taken advantage of. It's the misinformation that's happening.
Wow. When I see these opportunities come up, they're usually, and just so that the public knows, they'll have a picture on Facebook, because that's where I see it, of a female scantily dressed, exposing herself in such a way, and then when you click to see the next picture, it's usually an opportunity to make a quick sum of money fast. Have you seen that?
I've heard of those things. I'm mostly off of Facebook. I don't use it, but I use other social media sites, and I see different types of the same predatory behavior. It still requires the user to interact. It still requires you to click. It still requires you to enter in information, and that's where people are being taken advantage of. There's no way to prevent you from making mistakes.
Let's see. Okay. Well, hopefully that adds some clarity to what we're trying to get across here, that if it's too hard to believe, don't believe it. Guard yourself. And if you have any questions, check with someone who you feel comfortable with
Absolutely.
That can tell you the ins and outs of sending blind money away, because, you know, none of us have money we just want to throw away like that. And it gives the business the true business of the crypto market and the currencies and the things that we are evolving into a bad name. And we don't want that because we want it to be reliable to get us where we need to go, which is into more into the 21st century. Now, one of the other scam opportunities that I see is this Forex platform. Could you break that down for us?
Exactly. What would you like to hit first on that subject? Because that the Forex market is a big subject.
Well, how is it that people are advertising, and again, these are the things that I see. You see a professional-looking person in a professional environment, nice desk, attractive. It could be a male or a female. And they're telling you that this Forex platform is the way to make money quickly.
It's definitely becoming a more pertinent issue right now in today's times, because as people get more desperate to generate income, they're led to take bigger risks. And that's just what it comes down to. People are willing to take bigger risks, even if they don't have the finance to do it. And that's the human emotional chink in the armor that these bad actors are using against people. There is no quick way to make money. There is no overnight way to make money. If it existed, everyone would be doing it. And as much as social media might make it seem to you that everyone's doing it, I can assure you they're not. Forex markets are basically the way that the globe changes money. Essentially changing one currency into another. And what that looks like, it's arbitrage. In other words, if there's a price difference between one currency at another place and another currency on another exchange, that difference can be farmed. And what forex traders do is they trade all currencies and they try to leverage the differences in price to create a yield. It takes a lot of understanding to know of the market forces, the large market forces, the global market forces, to be able to understand how currencies move. And yeah, your average person won't have the training to be able to do that. But that's why there are professionals that do that for people on their behalf. So everyone has heard of big companies like Fidelity and, you know, on and on and on, which have branches that can do those things for you. You just tell them what you like, and they do those trading for you. There's none of them will contact you on Facebook or any social media platform and do a transaction over social media. That's not where financial transactions happen. You want to make your financial transactions happen in regulated bodies. So you must speak with your financial advisor to do these kind of trades. And if you decide you want to do them on your own, you still have to go through a broker. And brokers have all of the KYC. KYC is Know Your Customer. All the information in there so that there's no awkward situation happening where we don't know who we're transacting with.
Well, that's enlightening. I want to make an effort in protecting the public from these, what I consider, scams and tricks of money. Now, you mentioned a company like a Fidelity that can handle your money. That's not always necessarily the best way, because our advice has been on this platform to learn how to do this yourself versus... Absolutely. Trying to get someone to do it. But if that's where you have to start, start. But certainly it behooves us to learn what we should be doing and not doing. And some of the things that I see, it's appalling how it's happening. And we want to, as a station, to address it, and with a professional eye to examine it for what it really truly is. Now, is there any possibility that some of this is has any truth-bearing factors involved?
Say that again?
Is there any of the things that we have seen, these Ponzi schemes and things like that, is there any way possible that there's some truth in what they're trying to present?
Well, that's a good question, because every lie is built on a truth. So there's truth within everything, or else it wouldn't seem valuable to you. So to answer that question, yes, the truth is there are ways to arbitrage and make a yield off of the different fluctuation prices and currencies. That's called volatility. And if you don't know how to do that, you most certainly would have to ask someone else to do that. But again, you wouldn't ask somebody on Facebook. You'd ask some. You ask a proper broker that does it. Now, the Forex markets, for most of history, they've been dominated by institutional firms and large banks. Like I said, they act on the behalf of clients. But in most recent years, these forex markets have become more like retail-oriented. They're like facing retail more than before. And now traders and investors of all sizes participate in these markets now. So there's a lot of positives to the forex market. They're decentralized. And they're basically just spread out. It's not like a physical building or an exchange where you can go to. Basically, these markets exist on computers that are connected together. So it's decentralized and it's global. So forex markets literally have the most liquid markets on the planet. So when you execute trades, they happen instantaneous. So that's a very good plus. Also, So for someone that has limited funds, trading in the forex is easier because these brokers, they provide you with leverage, sometimes 50-to-1 leverage. So the reason why they target regular people is because you technically can take $100 and turn it into $20,000 with a couple of good trades, because you can use leverage. But the percentage of people, if you do a little research and you realize the percentage of people that have the accuracy enough to be able to make those kind of numbers, it's like 1 in 1,000. Most traders never get above a 20%, you know, hit rate. That would be high. So imagine if you're going in on your own, you'd be losing way more than you'd win. And with leverage, you could lose everything. So I wouldn't recommend any average person that hasn't studied these markets to get into forex trading. But that does give me reason to point people in a direction where they don't have the risks, and that they also have the opportunity to capitalize on the gains. And since forex markets are decentralized and they're not necessarily regulated by any one body, It starts to sound like and mimic what the crypto space looks like. Because crypto markets are decentralized and they're global, right?
Yes.
So that's where I would draw the line, is in saying that it's the way of forex trading is changed already. People haven't noticed or seen it yet, but everything is going to become tokenized, and all assets, and money currency is also an asset. So currency would also be tokenized. And from that aspect, these tokenized and provides you with automatic yield. This is a feature in crypto that is not available in traditional markets or like the stock exchange or even in Forex trade.
Well, at this point, I would suggest to people to be very cautious when they see these advertisements. Something that puzzles me is they're there because they're getting people to bite. They want to smell the coffee and they try it. If you know, it becomes a numbers game. If you talk to 30 people, one of them is going to say yes. And that one person, you know, they eventually, I suppose, get scammed. But the people that are doing this, they're finding some level of success.
They are, because they're depending on getting people's trust. And is what we speak about a lot, is the nature of trust. Once you project your trust outside of yourself, it's really not yours anymore, and people will take advantage of it. That's just the nature of things. If you give someone your trust, especially someone you do not know, someone you do not have a relationship with, or any kind of financial situation with, not 10 times out of 10, they will break your trust. So this goes back into having an idea of being sovereign about your life, sovereign about your finance, because you should not be trusting someone in an area of your finance where you don't know. If you know nothing about forex markets and forex trading, and you also don't know anything about this person that's contacting you on the internet saying that they're going to use forex to trade for you, that's you have three strikes already there before you've even committed anything.
Right.
And this is where discernment is important, because, you know, our emotions can make us do some really irrational things. So we cannot be emotional about our financial livelihoods. We can't use emotion to make that. Yes, times are getting tougher, but all of this is leading into a point where people are going to stop trusting large institutions.
Well, I noticed the other day that an organization called Meta is being sued by 33 different states for attracting children to a platform or being fed. As useful as the internet has been, it also has to be used with a degree of caution. There's a lot of positive, because we're not here to trash Facebook or anyone else. There's a lot of positive things going on within those mediums. It's just that we want to make the public aware that you have to be careful. You can't take it for granted unless you want to intentionally get your money taken away from you that way.
Indeed. Children, believe it or not, they spend the most money on the internet. They spend way more money than regular adults do. A lot of it is in the form of gaming, but it is what it is. Facebook, well, Meta, the parent company of Facebook, they design their algorithms to increase engagement at any cost. And it doesn't really have a look on the emotional toll that it takes, or the subliminal programming that it ends up exerting on young minds. So that's just where it begins, as far as these lawsuits, because it's the most obvious pain point, the children, and it's the one that people are the most passionate about. So, but there's more to it than them targeting children with behavioral modifying algorithms. It ends up also, when you blow up the scale, it ends up being market manipulation as a whole. And so a lot of these things end up looking like antitrust law. unfortunately may be coming to a lot of these bigger institutions, like your Facebooks, like your Googles, like your Amazon, because they simply have too much influence over time and attention.
Mm.
Whether they're doing good things or bad things, this is not, you know, there's no bias here in this conversation. It's just a matter of there's too much influence there, and then that means that it's starting to look like a centralized entity, and we want our markets to be open and free, and not to have too much influence coming from one side over another. It's the whole reason why, there was that big issue with TikTok, and Trump, when he was president, he made it illegal for China to import their tech, which is TikTok. You know, and a lot of people are unaware of how powerful the internet is when it comes to understanding how much attention people give the internet.
Well, not guessing, but we've done our job in trying to articulate and point out to not go for this. You've heard it from two perspectives, a layman's perspective, which is me, and a person who keeps their eye on the market, which is Mr. Lamont Cooley. In wrapping this up, I would just tell people, again, to be very cautious about these platforms when you see them on different platforms and being presented. I often ask people, do you have a cell phone? And are you willing? Because in most cases, one of the things I noticed, they don't even want you to have their cell phone number. But they want you to send them their $1,000 or whatever they're asking for. And when you see things like that, be aware that this is not real in the sense of, you know, paying it out like that, because then we all look like fools. You also see in different foreign countries, people using the internet to, I will use the word, prostitute themselves, send me money for my cell phone if we want to talk, and they only want to talk through the Facebook medium. Ladies and gentlemen, don't do it. Don't follow through on opportunities like that. Use your wisdom. If you don't know, ask somebody who do know and stay clear of these kind of scams. The United States has enough scams going on within our own communities. We don't need other entities using these platforms to take us even further.
Yeah. And I'd just like to add one thing. A lot of these apps, they do facial recognition and scan your face. Like, for example, if you're on a TikTok and you're using a skin feature or a meme feature where it puts an overlay over your face, put an overlay over your face, it means it has to have a scan of your face. So when you put your face into these apps, that's a lot of how people are being manipulated, because they don't realize that they're giving away their ID by scanning their images into the computer. So that alone is not a way that you can be hacked. But what happens is a lot of people are being asked to record messages promoting a certain company or a certain feature, and once they make that recording, that video recording, their account gets hacked and they're locked out of it. And then the bad actor uses that recording to solicit all of their friends in their friends list. And they cannot get into their account to let their friends know that it's not real. And then you, on the other end, you see your friends say, "Hey, look, I worked with this company and I made $10,000 in 5 days. And they trust you. So this bad actor is using the trust that you have between your friends to solicit more people to join into the Ponzi.
Yes, yes. I see that as well. And we're just trying to do our part to make the public know that this isn't good. It's going to end up with a negative balance in your accounts. Don't fall for it. You can always reach this station at 240-362-7552, and we will help you stay away from these kind of scams. I think if we all work together for the common good, that we can be or continue to be a superior country for our public if we support one another in these kind of endeavors. Well, this has been another great broadcast from King Scott Radio TV. Our guest, again, was Lamont Cooley, and he'll be back on the air with us because we want him to spread this good news that there are ways to become wealthy and healthy with a good mindset. It's something that we just have to talk about. Lamont, I'm going to give you the last word.
Thank you once again for having me. And everyone, concentrate on your sovereignty. God bless.
All right. Thanks again, my friend.